20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis. Senator Braun and all Senate Republicans voted against a bill that passed in the Senate that threatens the rights of parents. It allows teens to stay at certain youth facilities without their parents' knowledge while seeking services related to gender dysphoria and gender transitioning.
If this bill becomes law, we will be disenfranchising loving parents who deserve to have a say in the lives of their teenage children. Children between the ages of 13 and 18 can already access these services without their parents' permission. Nothing in this bill changes that. The only thing this bill would do is cause harm by driving a wedge between these vulnerable kids and their parents. This is wrong, Mr. President. It's wrong for these children. It's wrong for parents. It's wrong for families. And I think it's wrong for Washington.
Senator Braun also opposed another measure that cleared the Senate that creates ergonomic rules that overturn the will of the voters.
In the early 2000s, we had what I would term the ergonomics war. We had an initiative to the people that, frankly, gave us very clear direction. The people spoke and said they do not want the path we're about to go down. They put a framework in place. And frankly, Mr. President, that has worked. We have seen musculoskeletal injuries go down in our state from that time forward. To me, I feel like we had wrestled with a tough issue and we had come to a conclusion that was getting the right results for our citizens. And yet here we are.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun.